Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I am Eric Garthy, and we are in class with Moses, the Lessons of Ministry Calling. In this session, we'll be looking at Exodus chapter 12, the Passover meal. One of the most popular forms of literature is the cookbook. They contain all sorts of recipes from appetizer to entree to dessert. In Exodus 12, we have one of the most important recipes for a dinner ever recorded on a printed page. This meal was known as the Passover meal. It was important for the children of Israel, and it was especially critical for all the firstborn children of Egypt. If you haven't turned there already in your Bible, turn to Exodus chapter 12, and let's look at three elements of that event called the Passover. First, there was the prescribed menu. The meal consisted of three ingredients. The lamb, chapter 12, verses 3 to 7, speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the persons, according to each man's need, and you shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, or male, of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight, and they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses where they eat it. The main part was also the most significant part. Each family sacrificed an unblemished lamb. The blood of the animal was brushed onto the lintel and the doorposts of the house. That blood was the signal for the destroyer, the angel, to pass over the house when he entered Egypt to kill all the firstborn children. Peter saw the comparison of the Passover lamb and the Lamb of God in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Paul also made the connection in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7. Therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. The doorway of the Hebrew home in Egypt is an interesting image. The word translated basin in Exodus 12:22 is threshold in other Old Testament passages. For example, in Judges 19:27 and in 2 Kings 12:9. In that context, there would be blood on the top of the door, on both sides of the door, and a pool of blood at the threshold of the door. What a symbolic picture of the cross as Jesus' blood flowed from his thorn-crowned head and his nail-pierced hands and feet. The second ingredient in the Passover meal is the bitter herbs, verses 8 through 10 of chapter 12. Then they shall eat the flesh of that on that night, roasted in fire, with unleavened bread and with bitter herbs, they shall eat it. Do not eat it raw, nor boiled at all with water, but roasted in fire, its heads and its legs and its entrails. You shall let none of it remain until morning, and what remains of it until morning you shall burn with fire. Interestingly, there's no explanation for the bitter herbs in the passage. Later in time, we learn that the bitter herbs would recall those bitter years of slavery under Pharaoh's rule in Egypt. And then there's the unleavened bread, verses 15 to 20. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. For the first day you shall remove leaven. On the first day you shall remove leaven from your houses. For whoever eats leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that person shall be cut off from Israel. On the first day there shall be a holy convocation, and on the seventh day there shall be a holy convocation for you. No manner of work shall be done on them, but that which everyone must eat, that only may be prepared by you. So you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread. For on this same day I will have brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore you shall observe this day throughout your generations as an everlasting ordinance. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at evening you shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at evening. For 7 days no leaven shall be found in your houses. Since whoever eats what is leavened, that same person shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he is a stranger or a native of the land. You shall eat nothing leavened. In all your dwellings you shall eat unleavened bread. The bread was to be without leaven. In Scripture, leaven represents evil. Leaven is the ingredient that gets worked into the dough, yeast, and then works to bring about change, the rising of the dough. Israel was to be free of the influence of Egypt. Egypt symbolizes the world. Israel was to be ready to leave in a moment. The rising of bread takes time. God's people need to be free of the world's influence now. And then second, there was the proper attitude in verses 11 to 14 of chapter 12. And thus you shall eat it with a belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, and your staff. So you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Now the blood shall be a sign for you in the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. So this day shall be to you a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it as a feast by an everlasting ordinance. Your belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. The Hebrew family was to be dressed to travel. This was one of the first examples of fast food. After 430 years of living in Egypt, representing the world, the last of that in slavery, God's people were about to move. Egypt was not to be their home. And then third, there was the promised result. Verses 29 to 36. And it came to pass at midnight that the Lord struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh, who sat on his throne, to the firstborn of the captive, who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of livestock. So Pharaoh rose in the night, he, all his servants, and all Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And then he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, "Rise, go out from among my people, both you and the children of Israel, and go serve the Lord as you have said. Also, take your flocks and your herds as you have said, and be gone, and bless me also." And the Egyptians urged the people that they might send them out of the land in haste. For they said, "We shall all be dead." So the people took their dough before it was leavened, having their kneading bowls bound up in their clothes on their shoulders. Now the children of Israel had done according to the word of Moses, and they had asked from the Egyptians articles of silver, articles of gold, and clothing. And the Lord had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they granted them what they requested. Thus, they plundered the Egyptians. God promised freedom and treasure when His people left the land of Egypt. Every home without the blood lost the firstborn child, even Pharaoh. The Egyptians were so glad to be rid of the Hebrews. In all their trouble, they willingly gave them jewels and clothing. They finally received wages for their labor in slavery. Moses asked for permission to leave, and in the end, the people of Egypt actually paid the Israelites to leave. Today, God invites us to know the protection of His Passover lamb, Jesus' blood. The only way a man can escape the destroyer's death is when the Lord sees the blood of the cross on the doorposts of his heart. Life before Jesus will be remembered as bitter, in slavery to sin, but He came to set us free. We are no longer to take part in the sin of the world. And why? Our time of departure may be at any moment. Living life dressed to travel is the way we're called to wait, because we don't know when we will be sent to the promised land. Live your life for Jesus Christ, ready to leave in a moment's notice. You have a great day.